This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the October 20th Raw from Corpus Christi, Texas, prior to the Cyber Sunday pay-per-view in 6 days. So this was your big lead-in, the big buy the pay-per-view. Greg, how do they do? And do you think they convinced enough people that were sitting on the fence to order the pay-per-view on Sunday?
The first hour and a half, I thought the hype for the pay-per-view was really good. It was kind of even amped up more than usual, and I thought maybe that's because Cyber Sunday is traditionally one of the lowest-bought pay-per-views of the year. But the hype was fine throughout. It was pretty good for the most part. The last segment, the hype for the Jericho-Batista match, ironically the biggest match of the show in terms of the Raw side, I thought that I had the weakest hype of the show with the Gauntlet match, which I don't even know if Gauntlet is the right word to describe it, but we'll get into that later on.
Yeah, and the sad thing is that the show kind of started to go downhill with the Santino segment. It saddened me that...
I never thought I'd hear those words come out of your mouth in that order.
I know.
It went downhill with the Santino segment.
I was sitting there just looking, okay, there's got to be something good here. There's got to be something good, and it was... I mean, the material was okay, and he was funny at times, but at the end of it, I'd sit there and be like, wow, I just saw a below-average, disappointing Santino segment, and now I just don't know what to do with myself anymore. That was it for me, you know? I don't know, we'll get to it, but just from that point on, the main event was just a train wreck concept. It was something TNA would come up with, and I don't know if WWE writers have been watching way too much TNA recently, but it just seems like they keep coming up with these big misses of segments. They were supposed to be like concept matches, and it's not working. Stop watching TNA. So that's my message there. But the show started with something not really out of the playbook. They started with a Divas tag match instead of a, I guess, talking head segment. Jillian Hall, Katie Lee against Candice Michelle and Kelly. Kelly and Candice won. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. Just fine. Basically, the commentary from Lawler was on the costumes that would be worn by the Divas at the Halloween costume match, the pay-per-view. So that was the entertainment value. The match was okay. Nothing really special or memorable. What are your thoughts? And no real focus on the Beth Phoenix against fill-in-the-blank babyface Diva here, so it's just kind of a filler Divas match. Greg, what are your thoughts in the opening segment?
It was unique in that way that they're starting with a match. I think that was a good change of pace. You know, we talked going on 6 months ago how they would start, you know, Raw with a different segment, so it's not always the talking segment, and they kind of got back into that routine, so it's nice to see them come out with something a little different this week. Match was okay, not as bad as it could have been or it has been in the past with a similar matchup of girls. You know, it was. This is one example of the good hype for Cyber Sunday. They even spent a segment involving a match to hype the Divas Halloween costume contest at Cyber Sunday. So that was okay. So it was all in all, you know, decent in-ring action, good hype for Cyber Sunday, good start to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just fine. Lawler got in his entertaining little Lawler-isms about the Divas, and that is basically all you need to sell that match, the pay-per-view, and creating the visual of Candice Michelle as Marilyn Monroe, and creating the visual of Kelly as a sailor, kind of an odd visual, but maybe you're thinking Taylor Wilde, and maybe it'll get you to buy the pay-per-view. Who knows, but just fine. And then we get the traditional talking head segment. Chris Jericho came out. Demanded to be called the World Heavyweight Champion, basically ranted on the fans, listed Randy Orton, who was not on the show, Shawn Michaels, who was not on the show, and Steve Austin, who was not authentically on the show, as the three special guest referee options. Shawn Michaels not being on this show, kind of interesting. It didn't really occur to me until right now, but not a long distance from San Antonio to South Texas, but... any event, Michael's not in the show. Jericho cut his promo, Batista interrupted, laughed at him, said that he might get his respect if he beats him at Cyber Sunday, and then Mike Adamley showed up. and tried to announce a gauntlet match, and he repeated himself a couple of times. Didn't really give any details other than both of them faced the same three opponents. It wasn't really clear how this would work, and still wasn't clear later on. But your thoughts on Jericho, Batista, and then Natalie?
Jericho cut a pretty decent promo. Batista, you know, had a few seconds to interject his thoughts, and Adam Lee was Adam Lee. The only guy who could lose his train of thought in a promo with the words in front of him. So that's setting the standard week by week is Mike Adam Lee. So it was an okay segment. It got across the point of the main event match to hype that up for later in the show. Pretty decent hype for Jericho Batista at Cyber Sunday, which they, you know, hype again later in the main event. So, you know, kill two birds with one stone there, the main event tonight and the main event at Cyber Sunday.